Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So check this out.
Yeah.
Today, and we don't have the audio because the audio that we saw online, really, you can't even make it out, but we know what he's saying. Jay Ajayi, during the game against the Rams, on the play where Carson Wentz tore his ACL, he said something to the effect of, oh, man, he's got to stop doing that, meaning he's got to stop running and taking hits like that, right?
Right.
Little did he know at that point that he had just torn his ACL and was going to be out for the season and might not be ready to start next season, a legitimate big-time injury. So it got me thinking, got a lot of people thinking, and here was my reaction to it. You know he's right. You know, Ajayi's right. Like, he really does have to stop doing that. Now, I'm not telling you I want Carson Wentz to turn into Eli Manning because that's not his game. I want him to turn into, and I'd like to say Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers gets his collarbone broken every damn near, seems like every other season right there when he's rolling out of pockets. But if he's going to be the Eagles quarterback for the next decade, which I believe, he has to at the very least. Do I want to say tone it down or change it a little bit? Here's what I mean. 2015 in college, he broke his wrist. He missed 8 weeks. Last season in the preseason, took a totally unnecessary hit, which he improved on and wasn't doing the same thing this year, but he had a cracked rib in preseason. And then in 2017, this year, tore the ACL. So as you can see, the guy's got an injury history. Mike, I'm not going to say he's injury prone yet, but as you said earlier in the show, one more.
Oh, he gets another injury next year. People will start labeling him injury prone.
Right.
That's for sure.
And I'm not talking about necessarily season-ending injuries. I'm talking about concussions.
It could be anything, yeah.
Busted ribs,
yeah.
Separated shoulder. And we've seen him be a little bit reckless in the Carolina game. He tried to take down a couple Panthers players at the goal line with his shoulder first. So here's what I'm saying. And we'll open up the phone lines, 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494, Marks and Reese. When Carson Wentz comes back next year, does he have to alter his game? Does he have to change what he does out on the field? Does he have to be, hey, listen, we know that you have great athleticism, Carson, but you can't take hits. You're more important on the field with what you do than being off the field with what you're able to do there, too. Like, he's got to change it a little bit, Ike.
Yeah, no, I hear you there, and he's got to find that line, right? It's hard for us to define what the line is. He has to find that. And he's gonna tow it a little bit, right? He's gonna push the envelope a little bit, and because he is athletic, because that ability allows him to extend plays, to make the miraculous play. Remember the play where, was it against the Redskins, where they seemed to have him bottled up and he popped out of there?
He came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, yeah. Still running. You know, Eli, he's down on the ground as soon as you breathe on him. Peyton, he's going down on the ground.
He drops like it's
Tom Brady.
Like there's machine gun fire.
Tom Brady's not trying to fight to get out of that. He's going down. I mean, that's what those guys do.
Now, they're all like, and I'll say this, Carson Wentz isn't the pure passer that those guys are. He's not a guy that relies so much on his legs that's the main part of his game.
Yeah.
He can throw it, and he has command of the offense and what's going on at the line of scrimmage. To where I can look at him and say, he can win without running the football. He can win with dialing back what he does with his legs. Remember, only his second year. I think he's a good enough passer to where he has to protect his body a little bit more.
It's going to be tough. I don't know, man. I don't know if Carson Wentz can play the game just from the pocket. He can at times, but we've seen him overthrow guys. We've seen him miss guys.
He's not the most accurate quarterback.
But part of the beauty of his game is when he's rolling out, the feathery touch passes.
He's almost more comfortable.
Yes, the things he can do on the run. I mean, that's part of his game.
I'm okay, and believe me, I'm okay with that, but I worry about, because he is – the play he got injured on, I have absolutely no problem with that because that was, he's going for a touchdown. That was a freak injury.
Mm-hmm.
He's diving for it. I'd be more worried about a concussion on that play or a separated shoulder than tearing his ACL. I mean, that's crazy to think he tore his ACL on that play. But I worry about him taking too many hits. I worry about the concussion stuff. I worry about he's trying to be outside the pocket, holding it to the last minute to make a play. Because that's what he is.
Yeah.
And that's what he does.
And people don't realize, and it doesn't get talked about a lot because I think people want to hold a sort of label over Donovan and not allow him to get from under that label.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't win the big game or what have you. But we never talk about the number of injuries Donovan had as a quarterback. We never talk about
it. One of the reasons Andy Reid drafted Kevin Cobb.
Yes.
He had a couple seasons.
And yes, he had the
broken tibia.
We know he had the broken tibia, right? He actually got hurt his rookie year, remember?
Yes.
His knee.
Yes.
And he came back.
Yeah,
he got
right.
banged up in his first year. Then he had the ankle injury where he broke his ankle against Arizona. Broken rib against Carolina. Mm-hmm. He had the broken rib. Two broken ribs against Carolina. We forget he broke his ribs. Was it the second game of the season in 09?
I don't even remember that.
The year we brought Vic in. The first year we brought Vic in. Yes.
Yep.
And remember Kevin Cobb became player of the month? Was because Donovan had broken his ribs.
That's right.
In Carolina. It may have been the opening game of the season he broke his ribs. He got hit scoring a touchdown on a run. Got hit in the back. And he broke a couple ribs. That was when we brought Jeff Garcia back. At one point, we had Garcia.
Garcia finished the year.
Yeah. Well, he didn't finish that year. This was 09. He was only here for like 2 weeks.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that? That was that year.
Jeff Garcia coming up at 525, by the way.
It was Jeff Garcia, Mike, Kevin Cobb, and Donovan all on the same roster, even though Donovan was injured.
Right.
Those three other quarterbacks were on the roster.
Wow.
We forget about the... what was it, the abdominal pull or something he had?
Sports hernia.
Sports hernia.
And he tried to play through it.
Yes.
And finally in the Dallas game, it was like, no, dude, you got to. He was trying to chase down a pick six, and he just broke.
Then tore his ACL the next year against Tennessee. See, we forget about all those injuries and what led up to Donovan not being a runner, gaining weight, all these things. And these are all true things.
They are.
And the reason why I bring that up is, this is Carson's second injury in 2 years.
Third and three if you count college.
Yeah. So the idea of, man, I know it's a physical game. Here's why I say this. Some guys get a freak injury. It just happened. Some guys always find a way to be injured.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as we love Aaron Rodgers, how many times has he been injured?
He's broken a collarbone twice.
At least twice.
In a couple years.
Hamstring issues.
Yep. Yeah, he's out there on one leg running in the playoff game or whatever.
Now, when's the last time he made it through a full season healthy?
I can't answer that, but it hasn't been
that often. And that's why with Carson, right? You're like, okay, we got two.
You look at Eli Manning, and for the most part, Joe Flacco, he had the 1 year where he had a freak ACL injury.
Mm-hmm.
One of their biggest attributes is the fact that they were always healthy. Eli Manning never missed a start from 2004 until they benched him
another couple weeks ago.
Never missed a start. Joe Flacco, until he injured his knee
last year,
never missed a start.
Yep.
So their biggest part of the team was being out there every week. Carson needs to be out there every week. Injuries are going to happen, Ike. Mm-hmm. I know that. There's some things you can't do about it.
Tom Brady's had one injury in his career.
It was the freak injury.
Yep.
Yep. He's missed games from that. You need to be on the field if you want to be a quarterback. So that's why I'm saying, as Carson gets older, he needs to look at this right now and say, like, hey, listen, I think that there's a comfortable balance between getting injured and being a pure passer. Mm-hmm. You know? Just be a little, you know, not
I feel you there. You persuaded me a little bit. You have. Because you made me start thinking about Donovan's injuries.
Yeah, I mean, he was on a roll for years with these injuries.
Yeah.
888-729-9494. Our Twitter poll update brought to you by Rosenbaum & Associates. 69% of the people say he shouldn't change his style of play at all. 888-729-9494. You've been injured in an accident. Remember Rosenbaum. Let's go to Scotty in Frankfurt. Scotty, what's up?
Oh, hello.
Hi, Scotty.
What's up, Scotty?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. My question was, isn't coaching a big thing with quarterbacks? I mean, look what Jeff Fisher did with three quarterbacks are doing so well in the league now.
Yeah. Terrible.
I mean, don't you think that Nick Foles has a chance to do well because he doesn't have Jeff Fisher over his shoulder anymore?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So that was my only point. Yeah. I just don't understand that, you know, everybody's getting all disappointed because Nicky's in there. And, you know, to me, it's all about coaching.
I agree. If you're looking for Nick Foles to somehow turn into Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, that's not going to happen. Nick Foles is good at doing what he does. He can run this offense. He can make throws in this offense. He can throw the ball down the field. You know, the idea that because he's not better than Carson Wentz or he's not Carson Wentz, all hope is lost, I think that's foolish. I think this team has a good football team. They've been a good, complete football team all year long.
Absolutely.
And that includes the coaching. That includes the coaching. And so I'm going to trust what's allowed Carson to have an MVP season and this team to be 11-2 to continue to be the way that it is. In other words, it wasn't just Carson. Sure, was he a big part of it? There is no doubt about he was a big part of it. But you mean to tell me the defense didn't help Carson out?
Of course it didn't.
The running game didn't help Carson out? Having one of the best red zone offenses didn't help Carson?
This really has been a true team year.
It really has been.
This isn't Tom Brady throwing for 5,500 yards and having Belichick. I mean, there's a lot of people involved in this success. And that's one of the reasons, and I feel like...
That's not a slight against Carson Wentz.
Well, I think most people have come around and now recognize and realize that Nick Foles is a better player than people are giving him credit for. We also said this in the open of the show. You said it. He's not a game manager. He's in between a solid starter and a game manager. He can come out. They're not going to have to change the offense all that much. Nick can come out and sling the ball if he needs to. Now, I want to run the ball a little bit more and protect them a little bit, but they're going to be just fine with Nick Foles being the quarterback.
Here's the thing. When the Giants make a play or the Raiders or the Cowboys, because saying the Giants making a play, it sounds crazy. But if they happen to make a play and it's third and long, what do you want the Eagles to do? Hand the ball off because we're afraid Nick's going to throw an interception? No, we're going to throw the ball down the doggone field. Yep. That's what Doug's going to do as a coach. They're going to call plays that they feel comfortable with Nick running. You got good receivers. You got a great tight end. You got a three-headed monster in the running game.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're going to call the offense. They aren't going to handcuff themselves and say, we're only running these 12 plays because these plays are safe.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, just make sure you dump it off like Charlie Checkdown. And don't get hurt or throw an interception. That's not what they're going to do. That's not how you win in this league with this guy. And that's not how you win this time of the year.
Well, Bill Parcells with Hostetler went and told the team, like, listen, we're not changing anything.
Yeah.
We're going out there and playing the same game with this guy. They won the Super Bowl. Doug Peterson's going to go out there, and he said it at the damn press conference. They're going to go out there and play their game. They're going to go out there, and he's going to coach and play the same way, call plays the same way that he did with Carson Wentz.
The worst feeling would be the season ends, and Doug and Frank and John DeFilippo are sitting there saying, boy, we had all these plays we could have ran. We were just too scared to call them.
Yep.
We were too afraid to call them, so it cost us a playoff victory.
I'm telling
you. Are you kidding me?
I think on Sunday, Doug comes out not only aggressive, but he comes out really aggressive.
I agree.
Like, he's not going to try to run the ball early and be conservative.
He's
comes
be
out
Doug.
Slinging it.
He's going to be Doug.
He's going to be Doug.
Dougie going to Doug.
Dougie. Doug does what Dougie does. Mark in Northeast Philly. What's up, Marky?
What up, Mark?
Hey, what's up? Hey, like, hey, guys. I appreciate you taking my call so quick. I just wanted to say, man, I don't be no negative Nancy here or whatever, typical Philly fan, but I got to be honest, man.
What's up?
When Aaron Rodgers went down, everybody, you know, and I don't mean to cheer an injury. It's not what I'm getting at. When he went down and said, all right, the Packers are done. You know what I mean? Eagles go up a step here. You know, the path got easier. Now, all of a sudden, you want me to buy into the fact that Nick Foles going to take this team to the promised land when he couldn't do it the first time around. And you're sitting here telling me Aaron Rodgers is down, the team is out, the star quarterback's done, they're out of contention. Guess what?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is back. And if they sneak into the playoffs, you can't tell me that Vegas isn't going to have them up there as one of the favorites.
Oh, guarantee you they will. Guarantee you they will.
It's mind-blowing. I mean, I love to get behind the guy. Nick Foles, the class act. When he left, he put up the thank and filled up. Class act. I love the guy. I wish him well. I hope the Eagles do great. But, again, you can't sit here and tell me, like, when guys, again, like, I'm going to use the reference again, but when Aaron Rodgers goes down, you tell me the Packers are dead. You know, and you can tell me Carson Wentz goes down and the Eagles are still alive. It makes no sense.
It does make sense. First of all, Carson Wentz is not Aaron Rodgers. Let's get that clear.
Exactly right.
Let's get that clear. Now. He's not Aaron Rodgers.
I'm with you.
Secondly, I would say Carson has a better supporting cast than Aaron Rodgers. And that includes coaching staff.
Now, hold on. Let me say something else.
Okay.
You're comparing Peterson to Tuna now. That's two different coaches, man.
Tuna?
Yeah.
Talking about Parcells. I brought up Parcells because of the backup quarterback.
Hold on, but we're talking about Aaron. hold on, Mark. You tried to switch conversations on me.
No.
You said Aaron Rodgers. So Mike McCarthy is his coach.
Right.
So that's why
you
when
think
people
Doug Peterson's a better coach, Ike, personally?
Yeah, I do.
Mark,
you're too interested in wanting to hear yourself talk, Mark, instead of listening. You're too interested in wanting to hear yourself talk. If you want me to explain it to you why I feel the way that I feel, I'm trying to help you understand that. But I can't help you understand it if you want to argue against everything I'm saying. What I'm telling you is what makes Aaron Rodgers so great is he covers up for those numbskulls up there in Green Bay. Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy. That's what makes Aaron Rodgers so great, because he makes Mike McCarthy look like a good coach.
Well, he wins games by himself.
Exactly.
He wins games, yeah.
And what I'm trying to tell you, and again, this is no slight against Carson Wentz, this team has not won solely because of Carson Wentz. They haven't won solely because of Carson Wentz.
We said this yesterday. If Nick Foles was the starter this year, they're still in. They're probably still in the NFC.
They win at least 9 or 10 games
right now,
easily.
Well, right now they are in the playoff hunt, or they're pretty solid playoff choice right now.
Because here's the thing
with Nick Foles,
everybody wants to talk about Doug running the football and the defense and this and that and the other. Well, Nick will have those same things.
Yep.
Nick will have those same things.
Bottom line is Nick had a lot of success, albeit a short amount of success, but it was the combination of one season and another. He had a ton of success, Ike.
Nick Foles is not Carson Wentz, but if you give Nick Foles talent around him and good coaching, Nick Foles has shown you he can win football games.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at his tenure. 10 games in 2013, 8 games in 2014. The guy won the majority of the games.
Mm-hmm.
He won the majority of the games with talent around him and a good offensive system.
Yep.
I mean, you can't argue those things. He didn't go to St. Louis and hold the Rams back from winning.
No, every quarterback they had held them back from winning with Jeff Fisher.
He didn't go there and hold them back from winning.
Marks and Reese, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Listen to this tweet.
Enough talent around him to win with.
Rick Adams says this, and this is to our Twitter question about does Carson have to change what he's doing, change his game. Mm-hmm. Here's what Rick says, and I think he's dead on. He just has to be smart about it. If he takes off, slide. Don't die for a TD. Live for another down. Throw the ball away if there's nothing there. I don't want to see him take unnecessary hits. He'd still be playing if instead of running in the TD, he threw it away. I the competitor sees the end zone and goes for a touchdown.
But he's
kind of right.
I hear him. I hear it. But I to be fair to Carson, he's in the heat of the moment. What am I going to do? Hold it against him because he's trying to be a competitor?
No, it's not a criticism of Carson.
Right.
It's more or less saying, like, going forward, that's some of the things he's probably going to need to change. Because you know what it's going to take? It's going to take one more serious injury to where he doesn't have a choice and he's going to have to do it.
That I agree with. I won't argue that.
Couple concussions or a concussion or another, a broken bone or something like that. He's not going to have a choice.
You got to protect yourself out there. You're right. He has to find the balance of trying to help the team win, but seeing the big picture as well and knowing that his availability is more important than, picking up a first down. But here's the thing. If the guy, the guy, if the guy can score a touchdown by
And they're behind in the
lowering
game.
Lowering his shoulder and getting it to the end zone. Like, what do we want him to do?
You want him to get the touchdown. No, like, here's the difference, right? He's just, his body, for whatever reason, at least it seems like, is prone to injury. Like you said, one more injury, then I think it's safe to say that. Yeah. John Elway went up in the air in the Super Bowl to try to score a touchdown. They helicoptered him. That was the Super Bowl.
He got up. He was 40.
Yeah, he was. That was awesome. But, I mean, that's the point about it is, like, yeah. If you're Carson Wentz and you're out there and you're not thinking about getting injured, you're thinking about scoring a touchdown.
Yeah.
But ultimately, at some point, he's going to have to get the mindset to live for another down, that it's okay to throw it away. In that case, he thought he could just score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.